doing is the remote. I'm Laurel Dunn. United States, the White House Coronavirus Task Force leader, Dr. Deborah Birx, says widespread coronavirus infections in urban and rural America mark a new phase for the pandemic. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday morning, Birx said, quote, "What we are seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread," end quote. She urged people to wear face masks and to observe social distancing. Her comments come as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi appears on an ABC News talk show saying that she doesn't have faith in Dr. Birx, whom she ties to misinformation spread by U.S. President Donald Trump. The United States has the world's biggest number of cases at 4.6 million, or one quarter of the total, and more than 154,000 deaths. In Germany, thousands have converged in Berlin to protest their country's coronavirus restrictions at a demonstration proclaiming, quote, "the end of the pandemic has arrived." The protest comes as German authorities are voicing increased concerns about an uptick in new infections. And travelers entering France from 16 countries where the coronavirus is circulating widely are having to undergo virus tests upon arrival at French airports and ports. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is postponing some planned measures to ease the lockdown because the number of new coronavirus cases in the country is on the rise. India Home Minister Amit Shah says he is tested positive for the coronavirus and is getting admitted to a hospital on the advice of doctors. Shah tweeted on Sunday that his health is fine and requested those who had come in contact with him to isolate themselves and get tested. Shah is number two in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. This is VOA News. Activist Samuel Chu has told VOA he will not stop fighting for democracy in Hong Kong. Chu is one of six activists now living overseas whom Hong Kong has reportedly issued arrest warrants for under its new national security law. According to China's state television, Chu, an American citizen originally from Hong Kong who has lived in the U.S. for 30 years, as well as five other Hong Kongers who have fled the city for political reasons, are wanted by Hong Kong police for allegedly inciting secession and collusion with foreign forces to endanger national security. Chu is a founder and managing director of Washington-based Hong Kong Democracy Council, which has lobbied the U.S. government to take action on China for the erosion of Hong Kong's democracy. The Hong Kong police and government have not officially confirmed the news. Hong Kong's top leader, Carrie Lam, said Saturday it was inconvenient to comment on the enforcement of the national security law, but said opposition to the Hong Kong or Chinese governments is not a way out. The five others include Nathan Law, a pro-democracy campaigner and ousted lawmaker who recently fled to Britain, Simon Cheng, a former British consular staffer who was granted asylum in Britain after alleging he was tortured in China, and activist Ray Wong. If confirmed, this would be the first time Hong Kong authorities have used the sweeping national security law enacted a month ago to target campaigners living outside Hong Kong. Chu told VOA the authorities are trying to use the new law to intimidate and create fear, and that he has no plans to stop speaking out. The death toll from a toxic bootleg alcohol scandal in the North Indian state of Punjab rose to 98 Sunday, officials and reports said. Police have arrested 25 people so far over the worsening tragedy, which started coming to light late last week, the Press Trust of India news agency said. Hundreds of people die every year in India from illegal alcohol made in backstreet distilleries, which sells for as little as 10 rupees or 13 cents a liter. And deaths are frequently reported, with bootleggers often found adding methanol, a highly toxic form of alcohol sometimes used as antifreeze, in their brews to increase its strength. If ingested, methanol can cause blindness, liver damage, and death in larger concentrations. And a pair of NASA astronauts face the final and most important part of their SpaceX test flight, returning to Earth with a rare splashdown today. The splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico will be the first for astronauts in 45 years. The last time was following the joint U.S.-Soviet mission in 1975, known as Apollo-Soyuz. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, reporting from Washington. Thank you.